are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that where we talk about the Akashic Records and how it can shift and change your life with this knowledge. And it's your soul's information. It's your soul's journey over every lifetime, including this lifetime. It's about your soul's purpose. It's about why you're here. It's about how not only to heal your life, but how to heal your physicality, how to heal your emotions, and how to heal those underlying beliefs that prevent us from moving into our most desired positions. Tonight I was watching, before I get into what I want to talk about tonight, I want to dedicate this show to my son, Stephen, and his new bride, Erin, and Lily, their daughter. They are officially a family now, and it was a wonderful, wonderful marriage ceremony, and we were extremely happy to have everyone together again, and or not that they were apart, but to have them officially in a family. So I love them very, very much, and it was great to have my children and my relatives here for a celebration. And so I welcome my sister-in-law, Peggy, is here. Listening to the show with me. So she can only hear my side, but that's okay. I'll try to repeat it for her. But what's interesting is tonight we decided to watch a movie together, and I haven't seen this movie for years. And it's one of my favorites. It's called Defending Your Life. It's with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. And if you've never seen it, I recommend you go out and rent it. It's an old picture. It's probably made in the early 90s. Or mid-90s, whatever. I don't know, but it's very relevant even to their day. And what it's about what happens after we pass. And there's some interesting folks in it. Rip Torn is in it. And there's even a cameo of Shirley MacLaine. But what's interesting about this is this movie talks about how we on the planet Earth are ruled by fear. And one of the things that Rip Torn says, he says, and when he's explaining to Albert Brooks, he says, fear is like a giant fog that sits on your brain and blocks everything. Now think about that. Fear is like a giant fog that sits on your brain and blocks everything. And what we are doing here in this lifetime, what the movie says, is we have come to conquer the fears that have plagued us lifetime after lifetime. Now, it's not about, so, you know, we think that with past lives are about making amends for mistakes we've made. But it's really about conquering the fears that we had in past lives. And what we do is keep doing do-overs until we feel complete with it. So tonight, one of the things that I want to do is I want to do a healing circle. And so I want to do a healing circle for all of you listening. And if you have friends or relationships or relatives, rather, that are in a situation that need healing, whether it's an emotional healing, a financial healing, a physical healing. What I'd like you to do is if you have a mind to it, please get them to if they can, to listen in. And I would encourage you, we're going to do a meditation a little bit later in the show, that I would like as many people involved with as possible. So I really would like you to get as many of your friends to listen in tonight to be able to really receive the energy of the healing. So, and if you would, if you can email me the names of the folks that are listening so that I can include those names silently, I won't use last names, but you can email me the last names so I can access and help. This, because I'm going to participate in this healing too for a variety of different reasons, but also because I broke my toe yesterday. So I want to help really release my little broken toe. But that's not the reason I'm doing this. It's time now on the planet that we really move into taking responsibility not only for our own healing, but really connecting with our divine being within so that we can move into the healing that we know is available. And because there are so many different levels of fear and need of healing, that's why the Record Keepers want this program to be dedicated to releasing fears, releasing belief systems, and it's not even something you have to be conscious of. This program is about helping you release that which no longer serves you and move into a space of a new beginning. And so, and at the same time, I would like to be able to open lines up to anybody who has any question that they want to ask of the Akashic Records tonight. So it's a night of healing, and it's a night of asking questions that are deep for you, and that you need to understand more about how your life is working. So I am going to assume that the lines that are here. I don't know. You know, I need to ask my producer, Don, if you're listening, are the 800 numbers working, or are we just doing the numbers from the 530 numbers? If you can kind of jump in on that and let me know what's up. So if you can tell me if our phones are working or what lines are working. I forgot to ask you before we jumped in. But I do know that I know the 800 numbers. I'm not sure about those, but I think that the 530 numbers that we had last week, I'll use those. But Don, if you're listening, hello, Don, let me know if the 800 numbers are up and running for folks, because I want them to be able to have access. So the numbers, the direct lines from last week that we were using are 530-776-5154. Also, you can, or you can listen, or it's 530-776-5144, or 530-413-4522. Yep, those are the numbers. These are the station 2 numbers. I guess we don't have any 800 numbers this time. Or 415-287-0074. So these are the call-in numbers that we're using tonight. Let me say those again. They're up on their website at bbsradio.com, station 2. You'll see my picture and understand that that's what we're doing tonight. So the numbers are 530-776-5144, 530-776-5154, 530-413-4522, or 415-287-0074. Okay, you can also email me questions, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show, akashicwisdom.com. And so this is your night to ask whatever questions you would like to ask of the Akashic Records, and we will go from there. So I was also, you know, looking for, so I was watching this program, like I was telling you, and talking about defending your life. And you may have heard me say before that in the Jewish religion, the difference between where you are now, so when you pass, the belief system in the Jewish religion is that there is no real hell. The hell comes from when you die and you have a life review, and you have the life review, and the life review shows you the gap between what your potential was and all the gifts you had and what you did with your life. So that's part of what we want to talk about tonight. What we want to talk about is how are you going to redesign your life? You know, we're getting close to the new year, and it's time for us all to create a new plan of how we're going to not only make ourselves better, but help make the world better. But we can't work on the world until we work on ourselves. And so one of the things I want to talk about, you know, and again, if you need help with trying to figure out a plan, please give me a call tonight. Let's talk about this on the phone. Let's talk about what you've got going in your life and what you want to change. And allow the record keepers to give you some suggestions and guidance about what's going on. And for those of you who are just turning in, the way I access the Akashic Records is through a sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key. And that vibrational key shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So it's going to be very important tonight that you not sit back and just listen, that you really participate. Because by participating is when you really put your energy forth and let the universe know what you want. It's one thing to be able to meditate every day. It's great. It's another thing to be able to create vision boards. That's also wonderful. It's important to do your affirmations or your affirmations every day. Absolutely great. But when you have an opportunity like this to step into the energy of the Akasha, I recommend that you do that. And the way you step into the energy of the Akasha with me is by either emailing me, and so I can see your question on my email, I've got the computer on, or by giving a call and let's talk about what's really going on. So what's important to also think about, so I want you to just think about what would be the question that you would like to ask about your life. And now, it's not about so much about what's coming to you. It's about your life now or about what you can do to create the life you want. Those are the questions you want to get at. Because in order for you to really create your future, you have to be clear about what's happening in your now. And so I encourage you to make the phone call, ask the question. And be selfish tonight. Ask about yourself. It's okay. It's okay to ask about yourself tonight. That's what this is all about. And so by doing that, you step into the energy of the Akasha with me. And we literally have a door opening that's ready for you tonight to do that. So what you want to also be thinking about as you move through this time is where your generosity has been. And, you know, we talk about gratitude. We talk about appreciation. We talk about loving. And we talk about serving humanity. And all of those things are absolutely important key things to do. We must be able to serve humanity to the best of our ability. However, the most important person that we need to serve first is ourselves. Because when you're thinking about generosity and you're thinking about donations and being generous, you have to think about how generous have you been with yourself. Because you create the vibration that attracts things to you. And you want to be able to be generous with yourself. And I'm not just talking about financially generous with yourself. I'm talking about love generosity, compassion generosity, understanding. You know, we walk around beating ourselves up so often that it's time that we start moving into a place of really appreciating ourselves to the point of being generous with our language, our attitude, and our actions towards ourselves. Whether you realize it or not, you are the most important person in the world to you. There is no one else that is important as you are, because unless you adopt an attitude of caring for yourself to the most ultimate degree, you can't possibly care for others. It's the same thing they tell you on the airplane. You always put that oxygen mask on first before you put it on someone else. So I want you to really be thinking about how you can be more generous with yourself. And then let's talk about what are your greatest fears? What are you really worried about? And so, there's a lot of people out there that are worried that they're not going to have enough money. There's a lot of people that are worried about their health. And, you know, we have to really realize that what we focus on, our fears on, is what we bring more to us. And so what we want to do is shift our attitudes to becoming more appreciative and generous and grateful for what's coming to us. Right now in Cleveland, it's 11:11. It just turned to 11:12, but while I was talking, it was 11:11. And I want you to understand that numbers have vibrations. And so, for whatever reason, what's coming up from the record keepers is there's those of you that are seeing number combinations that come up all the time. 11:11, 12:12, 3:33, 4:44, numbers like that. And it's really time for you to start really making a note of the sequential numbers that you see every day. So if you're seeing them at night, if you're seeing them in the morning or the afternoon, you want to note when you see those numbers and the date. For whatever reason, the times and the dates are becoming very important. And so it's really about you keeping track so you can maintain and understand the pattern of the numbers that you're being attracted to. So, you know, sometimes we get a spiritual hit, if you will, to look at the clock. And you'll see a special number. You want to note that number, and again, make a note if it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. You want to note the date. And there's something about adding those numbers together that will give you a specific message of, and what they're saying is a message of intent by understanding what those numbers mean. It's going to be coming soon. Once we get January coming up, maybe we'll have Wes Hamilton on, again, a numerologist. If there's other numerologists you have that you would like to bring forward, we would love to interview numerologists and astrologers. You know, we've got some important times coming up. So if there's anybody that you feel is a good astrologer that you would think that would be a good person to be on the show, please email me their name so I can contact them and consider having them on the show. Okay? So what I also want to talk about is where do you get yourself trapped in the blame game? Another thing in the movie, it was very interesting, is this one particular character got trapped near the inner circle of fault. And what you want to do is really look at who you have in your life or what has happened in your life that has caused you to possibly blame other people for things that have happened in your life. And so you really want to be able to understand more about what that energy is bringing to you. The reason that's important is because the more you move into blaming others and you give them your power when you blame them. When you say that because somebody did something, that's why you are the way you are, you're giving your power away. I want you to look at that. So we're touching a lot of different areas today. And right along the line around about 11:20, in about 5 or 10 minutes, depending on what's going on, we're going to do that meditation. So you still have time to get people to tune in and listen, because we're going to do the healing meditation that's going to shift the energy not only on the planet but in your individual lives. So this is going to be a healing meditation that is being brought forward from the Akashic Record Keepers. And it's a meditation that you'll actually be able to listen to again and again by listening to the archives. So again, I want you to think about who in your life you have blamed in your life? Who do you say are the ones that have created you the way you are? And so we want to be able to release all the blame. We want to be able to release all the bags of guilt, all those bags of rocks that we are carrying that hold us down, that prevent us from flying, that prevent us from being who we truly are. We want to be able to release those at the best that we can. And we also want to be able to get clear about how to move into optimum health. Now, every illness, and you may or may not know this, every illness, there's an underlying reason, our soul's intention of creating it. And so by understanding what the soul's intention is, that of creating the illness or the disability, we really want to look at that. Or not. In other words, you don't really have to look at it. But in fact, tonight the meditation is not about looking at any core issues. It's just about releasing. It's about releasing that which no longer serves you. And so one of the ways that you're going to prepare for this meditation is by moving into a journaling or an exploration situation right now, as a matter of fact. So if you just get quiet and take a nice deep breath, we're now going to prepare for the healing meditation. So I want you to get quiet. And during the time of the meditation, I will not take calls, but you can stay on hold. But right now, I'd like you to take a nice deep breath and relax. I'd like you just to move into a space of light. I'd like you to have a pencil and paper next to you where you can make a note of, if you choose to, of that which no longer serves you that you're willing to release. Or you can just hold it in your mind of that which you'd like to release. And it's anything from a cold and the flu to a physical ailment, to an emotional trauma or emotional sadness, or a relationship you would like to heal from your side. Remember, you can't control other people, but you can work from your point and shift your attitude. We're going to work. So whatever it is that you want to release, neutralize, and heal, just want you to get into a quiet place where you can move into a willingness to release and let go. And so at this point, we are now going to move into the healing meditation. And for those of you who have emailed me your names, I want you to know that they're all going to be included. Again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. Great. All right, so I'd like you to just take a nice deep breath as we move into the space of healing. I'd like you to just imagine a beautiful light at the top of your head. And for those of you who are assisting others, I'd like you just to place them in a beautiful egg of light. And this is not about taking their power away. This is about sending light to them, and they can use the light for whatever and however they choose, or not. But it's about including those you love who you would like to send light to. So if you just take a nice deep breath. Great. And imagine a beautiful ball of light at the top of your head. And allowing that light to flow through your body, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And now allowing that light to anchor you into the earth. At the same time, it lifts your spirit and soul back to the divine. You're being held in the energy and love of the divine. Notice the egg of light is iridescent. Notice the light is beautiful and catches all the colors. And notice the light is moving through your body, moving into a space of shifting all that needs to be shifted. And notice that there is a beautiful line of light. It's like a golden thread that is being inserted into this beautiful egg of light. It's like a vacuum cleaner that is just taking all the ailments, all the dysfunction, all the belief systems. If you just place your hands out in front of you and imagine that you're holding all that needs to be transmuted and allowing those wonderful beings of light to come forward, those wonderful angelic beings that are coming and loading those beautiful belief systems that no longer serve you onto that thread of light and allowing it to move back to the divine. I'd like you to notice if you have any ailments, any physical ailments. I'd like you to notice that that is being illumined as well. And each ailment is now being shifted and transmuted for your highest good. Notice that you will learn what you need to learn from this ailment, this challenge, this physical challenge. That it's quite all right to be totally cured, even if you're not 100% healed. The cured part is, or rather, it's a healing that you're feeling, even if you're not 100% cured. There is a light that's being brought forward for us all to receive. We're receiving the light of the divine as it moves through our hearts, through our beings, through our knowings. It's a cleansing of all that no longer serves us. Whether it's a cold or a flu, knowing that you do not hold on to that, you don't have to hold on to it to be special. You don't have to hold on to any ailment to receive attention. You don't have to hold on to any ailment to give yourself permission to nurture yourself. You are a whole and complete individual that's able to nurture yourself and love yourself in your own perfection. embracing your imperfection and knowing that you are perfect in your imperfection. Knowing you are perfect in your knowing. Taking a nice deep breath and moving into the light. And now for those people who have prosperity challenges, we would like you to move into the room of prosperity. We'd like you to imagine a door that is opening for you. And it's a door that leads you to the room of riches, a room filled with all that you could possibly want. And notice that there's a beautiful throne there, a beautiful chair, the most comfortable chair you've ever sat in. And as you sit down in this chair, you notice that there are wonderful beings of light all around you. And what they're sharing with you is that you'll always have more than enough. You'll always have all the money you need to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it. Notice that this room is decorated in a way that makes you feel comfortable. You feel loved. You feel nurtured. Notice that this room has everything you could ever want. Notice there are checkbooks as well as they're talking about barrels of dollars for you. And notice the peace that you feel knowing that you have all the money you need to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it. Notice the peace you feel around feeling taken care of by the universe. And you can sit in this room for as long as you'd like. And for those who have physical or emotional challenges, we'd like you just to allow a part of you to stay in that room as you move forward to another room. And this is the healing room. This is the room where you will be totally and completely bathed in light. And what we see in this room is a golden light that just fills the room. There are angels at every corner. There is a beautiful table that beckons you to lay down. And as you lay down on this wonderful, beautiful, comfortable table, you are totally and completely enveloped in light, enveloped in love. The table is totally suspended. It's as a cocoon of light is being shared and wrapped around you, healing all that needs to be healed, adjusting all that needs to be adjusted, comforting you, nurturing you, enlightening you. And notice the comfort you feel. And now notice that you're being infused with light and creativity, with energy and knowingness and wisdom. And you can stay in this room as long as you'd like. You can come back to this room any time you'd like. And now we're moving on to the emotional and relationship healing room, where you're sitting in a chair that's magnificent, and across from you is an empty chair where you are to place either the person that you would like to heal the relationship with or the emotional trauma that needs to be released and neutralized. And this is not about manipulation. This is about healing and severing the ties that bind you to this issue or this challenge or this person. And now imagining whatever it is sitting in that other chair. You now have a violet flame that comes forward that's cool to the touch but has an immense energy of release. And it's Archangel Michael that is handing you the violet flame. And it's up to you to be willing to release that which no longer serves you and cutting the cords of it. This doesn't have to be painful. This is about light and love and sending all that no longer serves you on its way. And now encircling all the rooms with light, binding all the aspects of you that need to be healed, that need to have release, that need to have comfort, that need to be nurtured. Binding all of that with the light of the divine. We ask that all that needs to be released now be released. All that needs to be dissolved, be dissolved. All that needs to be transmuted, be transmuted. And now taking another deep breath. And moving forward from each room. And as you walk from that room, notice the environment you walk back into. Is it a field of light? Is it a field of love? Is it a field of wildflowers? Is it the ocean? Is it by a beautiful babbling brook? Is it your home? Is it a special meditation room? Notice the environment that you now feel is where you need to be. And taking a nice deep breath, knowing that this is your special place that you hold in your heart, that you can return to for peace, for love, and nurturing. Hold that space. And if there are any beings of light or beings of guidance, acknowledge them. Thank them for their help and their guidance. Welcome them to travel with you on the rest of your life. And when you're ready, take a nice deep breath, thanking God, the highest and most divine power, the power of the universe, spirit, source, whatever you name that wonderful source of light. Knowing deep in our hearts we've never been separated, we are an extension of light of the divine. As we say thank you for our healing on this day. Namaste. And now if you'd like to call in and express your feelings or ideas or your experiences, that'd be great. And I gave you the numbers, so you can certainly call in on those numbers. Okay. All right, so we have some listeners listening in. We have some folks that have received some very profound healings because all they're doing is saying thank you. We have someone calling in, or rather sending a message of light. Regarding their heart being opened. And for that we say, thank you for listening. But we would love to hear from you. If you found benefit from this, this is the time to let us know. And if you still need extra help, this is also the time to let us know. Because this program is about serving you and helping you. Also, for people who are interested, we're also going to be doing a workshop. It's the third weekend in December for Level 1 Akashic Records. And so I already have some people who are interested in registering. That's great. And so if you know anyone that would like to come to Cleveland, we have it can be whatever size class we want it to be, but it can be a very small class, very private. Very one-on-one-ish, and that's just fine. And if that's of interest to you, please email me or call me. It's better to call me on this one, and that would be 216-691-1233. That's my office number. So you want to call me and let me know you'd like to register, and I will be calling you back this week. December is a month of shifting for me, changing. My life is shifting and changing, and as well as other, everybody else's is too. And so just want you to know that if you need guidance and help on how to shift, that's why you want to give a call. As well as we want to just thank those people who are emailing me thank yous and saying you're welcome. There's really no messages here. It's just lots of thank yous that they have experienced what they've experienced. Isn't that nice? Good. So, what I'd like to also talk about is one of the things I was reading, Stuart Wilde's book. In fact, I'm going to have Stuart Wilde on the show. I think that would be great. One of the things that he was saying is effort is part of the physical condition. Struggle is effort laced with emotion. And that was from one of his books. It's a great quote. So it says, effort is part of the physical condition. Struggle is effort laced with emotions. And that was from The Secrets of Life by Stuart Wilde. That's Wilde, and he's a very wise man. He brings forth very interesting things. He has a comment on struggle, because we talk about struggle all the time. To justify the fact, and I'm going to read directly from his book, to justify the fact that their lives are out of control, strugglers like to feel that struggle is noble, that somehow God is pleased with them, for struggling. If you were God, you would fall over laughing at that one. The God force does not ask us to struggle, nor does it ask us to sacrifice ourselves or to be poor. All of these are conditions man has imposed upon himself, as well as women. For it is easier to do nothing and struggle than it is to bring forth the creativity from within us and charge for it. That's very interesting. So there's many times that we have creativity where we know that we can do more for ourselves, and that's what we need to really look at. And the other thing is, another comment he has, he says, ask yourself, am I having a good time right now? And having a good time is priority number one. Sometimes we forget that. Boy, isn't that true? Where is your joy today? Where is your happiness? And how much of your happiness are you denying yourself and saying, I have to struggle instead? So that's what you want to look at. So it's all of these things. It's about releasing the struggle. It's about releasing the fear. It's about becoming aware that you have a wonderful, creative life. And as my daughter says, you know, for those of you who know, my husband passed a month ago. Gosh, it's been a month. Yes, it has. Actually, it's going to be 5 weeks tomorrow. And what she said to me is that it's time for Donna to create Donna 3.0. And so it's time for you, depending on where your life is, to start creating your 2.0 or 3.0 or even 4.0. But it's time for us to move forward and no longer allow ourselves to be controlled by what we believe to be that is that no longer serves us. And hopefully that meditation helped even more folks that have not written in. So we really want to say that we hope that that works for you. And at the same time, you know, one of my pleasures is talking to you. And so if there's anyone out there who would like to make a comment, we have about 10 more minutes left in the show, and you still have time to call in if you'd like to. And please do that. Even if you're just listening and would like to make a comment, I'd love to hear from you. Because sometimes, you know, it's hard to sit here and talk to myself. That's what I feel like sometimes. I feel like I know you're listening, I know you're out there, but your energy feeding back is so important. It really is. It's an important part of the show is when listeners contribute. So don't be shy. Give a call. And let us know how you're feeling and what's going on. The numbers are 530-776-5154 or 530-776-5144 or 530-413-4522 or 415-287-0074. So it's now here in Cleveland at 11:45, and we sign off, or are supposed to sign off, at 11:55, because we're 3 hours difference in the time zone. However, if you folks don't want to discuss anything more, I can sign off right now. So I'll give you a couple of minutes. If you want to call in, that's great. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to go back and have a nice evening with my sister-in-law. So it's up to you. You can certainly call in your questions and call in and just make comments. I'm here for you. Again, if you want to call me privately, you can do that, and I can call you back another time. And that's 216-691-1233. Okay. So whatever is good for you. All right, folks. Well, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for here in where we live and in our hearts. Lots to be thankful for. This is a weekend of being grateful and thankfulness. So we want to, you know, thank all the people who made it possible for us to be on the planet. We want to be able to thank whatever source that you believe to be your source of light and love. And for me, it's God. There's nothing more powerful than God. So at this point, I love you all. I'm going to sign off and say I hope you have a miracle-filled week. You still have time to call in. I hope you have a miracle-filled week. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going to be back on the air next Sunday. And with that, I'm going to close the records and say I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen, amen, amen. Okay, folks, have a great one. Love you so. Bye-bye.